was working on the river, one morning I went up to Captain Dick Miller had moved from the Francis Hoagland, the boat that I started on, over to the Warren Hoagland because Captain Deard Bailey had gone from the captain of our vessel into the office as the port captain for Hoagland Barge Line.
Yep.
And Dick Miller, they're taking the captain's job on the Warren Hoagland. So as time goes by, one morning I was up in the pile house, cleaning the pile house, talking to Captain Dick Miller, and he had some log work he had to catch up on, and he asked me to steer the boat. And he sat there, and I started steering the boat for him. He's kind of guiding me, coached me, naturally was. So I steered the boat for about 4 hours. I know quite a while for the morning. First time I'd ever steered it. But you know, I knew then what I was going to be doing for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I knew then that's what I wanted to do. And a few months later, I left Hoagland Barge Line and went to work for Walker Towing. And that's where I went to the pile house, running a harbor tug.
So you knew you wanted to be
a pilot? I knew I wanted to be a pilot. Mm-hmm. I did. It wasn't easy to get there. And during that steering for Captain Dick Miller, I knew then I wanted to be a pilot.
Now, when he let you steer, did he just need somebody to steer, or was he letting you do it?
He was going to get up his log, or catch his log. Back then, we didn't have computers. Didn't have it all. And at the time, he kept a ledger, everything in it. Then it was all, and he'd have to take a ledger and write it all out on forms, mm-hmm. and send that to the office.
Yeah.
And at that time, he'd do it on his own watch. So when I was up there that morning, he just got me to steer the boat, and he just sat back there and got all his logs caught up. It took me quite a while to do it. Because at that time, when you made a payroll out, you didn't have computers. They had to get the payroll made out and your logs. And then we'd go by town somewhere, or maybe the lock, then we'd mail back to the office, which in Paducah, Kentucky, which down on the Mississippi River, they'd take the outboard and run into Vicksburg, Memphis, or somewhere, and put the mail off at different cities.
Just regular mail?
Regular mail. Yeah. Like your logs and anything else that's going to the office, or if people had letters they wanted to mail, they'd mail that too, you know.
So you'd mail payroll, you'd mail logbook, mm-hmm. anything else?
Oh, yeah, well, mail, or just really that's about all you have on the boat. Things you take note of and keep track of.
So that's how the central office could keep track of their boats.
Mm-hmm. So they know where we're at. So they couldn't track us back then like they can now.
Right.
And back then, sometimes these big boats going up from Cairo to St. Louis, they'd stop up at Eliza Point. There's a house up there that had a phone, mm-hmm. and they'd stop and call, they'd go up on the hill and call their office from that phone.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding, we never did do it, but some of the bigger barge lines did. And we was running the lower river down there when I was decking on the lower river down there, lower Mississippi, so you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.